Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
According to TMZ, Migos' entourage was busted for drugs while their tour bus back in North Carolina. The group members were not arrested. Instead, three entourage members took the blame, I guess. Police pulled over the bus Thursday night. They were leaving a Migos show in North Carolina. Concert security reported the smell of pot coming from the vehicle. Officers searched the bus and arrested one person for felony possession of marijuana and a misdemeanor possession of codeine. Two others were cited for marijuana, codeine, and Xanax. Quavo and Takeoff went on their merry way after the stop. For some reason, Offset was not at the performance. Cam Newton was in a car crash. TMZ Sports is reporting he was involved in a collision with a dump truck back in Atlanta. There was a photo on the scene. You can see it at TMZ.com. The Carolina Panthers quarterback was driving his black Ferrari valued at over $300,000 when the collision occurred around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Atlanta police confirmed the accident occurred, but says neither party wanted to fill out a police report. It's unclear what caused the collision or who was at fault, but Panthers fans, Newton appeared to be okay after the incident. And in fact, he was seen walking the car around with his shorts, very tight shorts, and one of his funky hats. Newton is from Atlanta and still lives there. So congratulations. Glad he's not hurt. Suge Knight's son is addressing his father's sudden hospitalization. Suge Jacob Knight was given an exclusive statement regarding his father's recent hospitalization, saying he's in our prayers. Since I'm not able to see him, I'd rather him be there than in the hole. He still has a chance of getting out. The 52-year-old has complained about his deteriorating health in the past and was hospitalized for blood clots in 2017. No additional details about his condition have been shared. Also, according to the Jasmine Brand, Ja Rule has been in trouble with the IRS. And this time it caught up with him. He hasn't paid his taxes in 11 years. The Murder, Inc. rap star has had a long history of not meeting his tax obligations, according to the website. This is why he was sentenced to 28 months in jail back in 2011 after failing to fork over money owed on a $3 million tax bill from 2004 to 2006. Now, in 2013, the IRS alleged that Ja Rule owed $1.7 million, but Uncle Sam has reportedly yet to see a dime. The rapper is not alone. He's actually in good company with DMX, Fat Joe, and Lauryn Hill. DMX was just given a one-year prison sentence in order to pay $2.3 million in restitution. Conor McGregor, big situation happened yesterday. TMZ broke the story. He left the police station in handcuffs most recently. Conor McGregor was just escorted out of a New York City police department back in Brooklyn wearing handcuffs. McGregor was arrested late Thursday night for attacking a UFC bus with a dolly, shattering a window and injuring multiple people, including UFC fighters Michael Chiesa and Ray Borg. I think that's his name. He was arrested for misdemeanor assault and felony criminal mischief and spent the night in the precinct. McGregor is in a ton of trouble, and outside of a criminal case, he'll likely be sued by several people involved in the incident. It's also said that his future in fighting is in jeopardy. And just to add, 50 Cent is enjoying every minute of it.